9:40 our time. If you have tuned in to national news at all, even for a minute in the last few days, you know that all the Democratic presidential candidates are in Iowa. It's the week of the Iowa State Fair, and so the candidates are hanging around there, the fairgrounds, and crisscrossing the state, trying to get as much attention as they can. Joining us right now is the anchor of the 538.com politics podcast, Galen Druk. Galen, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
I appreciate your time this morning. So the Iowa caucus is, almost 6 months away. Is it a little early for him to be trying to gain ground in Iowa? And does Iowa really matter that much?
Well, for the candidates, it's not early at all. In fact, they've been visiting Iowa and hiring staff and setting up campaign offices there for over 6 months now. In fact, oftentimes, these candidates will have visited Iowa in 2018, the year before the Iowa caucuses.
Yeah.
So it's not 6 months away. It's kind of game time now for the candidates in Iowa. And yes, Iowa does matter in large part because we say that it matters, right? Whoever wins the Iowa caucus, because it's the first in the nation to weigh in on this in this nominating process, is going to get a lot of media attention, and therefore they're going to get more donations, they're going to get more endorsements and support from activists. And so Iowa has been somewhat predictive of who will go on to win a party's nomination.
So who do Iowans seem to like right now?
Right now, the race is much as it has been, with some slight changes. So Biden is still leading. In the most recent high-quality polling from Monmouth University, Biden has 28% of support, but Elizabeth Warren has been gaining on him. And so in this most recent poll, she has 19% of support. And then in third is Kamala Harris with 11%, then Sanders with 9%, and Pete Buttigieg with 8%. So it's fair to think of those five candidates out of the 23 people who are running for president on the Democratic side, or more, depending on how you count. That's the top tier in Iowa at this point, competing to either win or get into the top three. Because we conventionally think of the candidates, there being three available tickets out of Iowa. And so the top three candidates to place are the people who are really going to be vying for the nomination ultimately.
You know, Joe Biden is a fascinating character because when you look at him, you see pros and cons, and they are extreme, the pros and the cons. On the pro side, he has experience in government. He was the vice president for 8 years. On the con side, he is, and he admits to being prone to gaffes, and those can be costly, can't they?
Yes. So in particular, well, let's set the stage a little bit. So far, Joe Biden has been doing a lot of highly controlled events where he'll be reading off of a teleprompter or giving a speech, you know, not spending that much time just out with the public, answering questions and speaking off the cuff. Of course, that is the kind of campaigning that candidates do in Iowa. They meet with individuals, they go to coffee shops and answer questions. It's much more intimate, it's much more off the cuff. And so kind of being let loose in Iowa over the past week, he has made numerous gaffes. He historically has been known to make gaffes, so it's not clear if, you know, he's just, as some would call him, a gaffe machine, or if this is maybe something that is more of a vulnerability that gets at how old he is. He is 76, and along with Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, would break Donald Trump's record for being the oldest person sworn into a first term if elected.
There's a real thinning of the herd going on as well. Some of these lower-tier candidates not doing very well. Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, had a campaign event on Sunday that I understand only drew about 15 people. That's not a good sign, is it?
It is not. And one thing to know is that of all of the Democrats running for president, Bill de Blasio, it depends on the poll a little bit, but in general, Bill de Blasio is just about the only person with a net negative approval rating. So more Democrats dislike Bill de Blasio than like him. Bill de Blasio's campaign is going absolutely nowhere fast, and I think we will start to see, once we get to the September debate, which is in mid-September, the requirements for qualifying for that debate are a bit higher than they have been in the past. I think that is when we're going to start seeing people really taking a hard look at whether they have the money, the resources, and even a shot, and whether it's worth staying in the race. And then, of course, after Iowa and New Hampshire, Nevada and South Carolina, which are the first four states to go to vote in this primary process, then we will see more and more candidates dropping out.
It'll be interesting to see how this all unfolds. We're watching it in Iowa right now. Galen, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Take care.
Bye now.